Stillingspodden fra Hamnøy er en podcast som lar deg bli bedre kjent med aktuelle stillinger og organisasjoner. Her får vi besøk av ulike gjester hos virksomheter vi jobber med. Sjekk ut hamnøy.no for mer informasjon om aktuelle stillinger eller om du har behov for rekrutteringsbistand.
Welcome to a new episode of Stillingspodden from us here at Hamnøy. Today we're here to get to know Imenco Future Technologies, who is now recruiting for several important positions. My name is Alette, and today I'm joined by Andrew Connolly, who is a product line manager at Future Technologies. It's really nice to have you here. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Alette. Thanks for taking the time to come and speak to us. Really pleased to be here.
So this podcast is all about Imenco Future Technologies. But before we delve into the company, we have to talk a little bit about you first, Andrew. So how long have you been at Future Technologies? What's your role? What do you do?
Yeah, so thanks for that. I've been with the Imenco Future Technologies team for the best part of 20 years. It's come through various guises over the years. I joined as a graduate engineer, electronics graduate, back in 2005. That was with a company called Neutronix. And through working on various projects, being exposed to various functions, responsibilities, I find myself now as a senior application specialist, and that's now within Imenco, and the Neutronix company was acquired into Imenco in 2018. So that seems like a reasonable while ago, hopefully part of the team now, part of the family. But as a senior application specialist, I like to think of that as an important bridge between business development, sales functions, and the engineering function. So I can support sales initiatives, supporting meetings, or sometimes leading sales initiatives in some cases, ensuring that those conversations are leading towards the right solution for both the client and for Imenco, that we're selling the right things for us too. And my background within the engineering team can help with that side of things. And should we win the work, then I can try and help guide the engineering team to understand exactly what the client needs and sort of maintain that conversation between client and engineering. So it's an ongoing process, ultimately, so we make the customer happy at the end of the day.
Yeah, great. Sounds like you're qualified to tell us a little bit about what Imenco Future Technology is.
I can try.
Yeah. Like the history, the evolution. It's a relatively new company, but it has been in different companies and mergers and acquisitions over the years.
That's right, yeah. It's sort of a relatively new initiative for us. So over the last couple of years, we've taken the opportunity to try and align all the sort of electronics technology parts of the company. So Imenco was becoming quite a diverse company. There's been various organic growth, but also growth through acquisition of various companies. For example, last year, I think we acquired six different new companies into Imenco. And that's across electronics, hydraulics, mechanical, aquaculture, AI, you know, was part of it as well. So without things getting too diverse, they decided to try and align similar competencies. So they looked at subsea cameras, marine and naval surface CCTV systems, sensor technologies, communication technologies, and as things that sort of share similar competencies from an electronics point of view, the thought was that we could align sales capabilities, speaking to the right customers, speaking to perhaps similar customers, but also the engineering teams had similar competencies and capabilities. So we could make things a bit more efficient. People could speak to each other a bit better across teams and across geographies, across countries. And ongoing delivery and support of projects could be supported better too. Mm. It's been an interesting process of the last couple of years trying to align procedures as well. You know, that's been an interesting thing because everyone's worked with their own procedures historically. There's been a concerted effort to try and get things aligned and make things, you know, better for ourselves internally as a place to work. So that's been a really interesting process. As an evolution of Amenco, Amenco itself is Norwegian based, but through acquisition, for example, for myself and Neutronics, we're based in Aberdeen in the UK, in Scotland. One of the acquisitions prior to us was the subsea camera and marine and naval CCTV division. So they're located in Aberdeen in the same building as us. They also acquired a company a couple of years ago called Metas, who are based in Bergen in Norway, and they specialize in environmental monitoring. And so there's sort of sounds diverse, but it's all sort of around similar engineering expertise and capabilities.
So how is the company organized now?
Yeah, so we've got various teams located around Norway, UK. We have sites in the US and Brazil and Chile as well, but mostly on the future technology side, we have our teams in Norway. They're looking at a lot of electronics, sensors, cameras, and systems developments. We have our team in Bergen, which came into the company. They were acquired from Metas, and they work a lot with environmental monitoring systems and subsea lander skids. And the teams in Aberdeen were the marine and naval CCTV cameras and subsea cameras, and the Neutronics through water communication and positioning technologies. So they're located to support the customers that they've historically supported. But you know, the North Sea, for example, between the UK and Norway, isn't a barrier. You know, we're speaking between teams on a daily basis, so you know, we've got some really good relationships there, and makes working, you know, a pleasure.
So there is a lot of collaboration between locations.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, myself personally, you know, I've been involved in a few collaborative projects between ourselves and friends in Norway. And not just on direct electronics collaborating with electronics. We will collaborate with hydraulics expertise, mechanical expertise, corrosion mitigation, cathodic protection expertise as well, to really provide some really interesting projects. You know, stuff that as a single company you potentially not get elsewhere, with such a sort of diverse expertise. So it's, you know, it's some really interesting projects to work on.
Yeah, okay, cool. So you've already mentioned quite a few different products that Amenco has, but could you tell us a bit more about the different products Amenco Future Technologies make? Like, for instance, is there mostly standardized, off-the-shelf, ready-to-sell products, or are there a lot of customization for each customer?
No. I mean, we try and get to the point where we've got products which we can sell off the shelf. You know, that makes things very, very efficient, but it's not just product sales. It's we market ourselves as a provider of smart solutions, for example. So it's really taking multiple technologies from the toolbox and trying to address exactly what the customer needs. So, for example, you know, we could take in subsea cameras, join that up with a communication spread, sensors as well. So, you know, a camera with motion sensors on it will know where the camera is, which direction it's pointing in, and a communication spread will then get that data off to, you know, where the user needs it to be. So, that's a very loose example of what can be done. You know, we can really look at such a wide variety of technologies from the Amenco toolbox to pull in to really meet what the customer needs to do.
Okay, good. Nice. So these customers that we mentioned, what type of segments do they usually come from? Is it mostly oil and gas, or is there others?
Yeah, I would historically, obviously commercial oil and gas has been a big part of our customer base over the years. And that's obviously helped build up the company to where it is now. We still service a lot of commercial oil and gas customers, and very pleased to be able to do so. Obviously, in a world where everyone's speaking about energy transition and net zero, obviously ongoing oil and gas developments still have a place, and I think will do so for years to come. But what's important is that we can do what we can do to make that as efficient as it can be, both in an environmental impact and a cost point of view. But we are looking towards what we're doing in energy transition. We've got various solutions that we can provide for offshore wind, both fixed bottom and floating, which is an interesting development that's ongoing for floating wind. We have teams that are looking at aquaculture developments. So pulling together cameras, sensors, subsea actuator expertise, and then obviously ongoing with our marine and naval CCTV camera in the defence sector. That's an ongoing customer base for them. But equally, we'll pull in other things from the Umenco toolbox to be able to provide defence solutions. So, you're talking oil and gas, energy transition, renewables, aquaculture, defence. That's the markets that we're looking at.
Okay, so it's a wide variety then.
Yes, yeah, and with that brings a wide variety of challenges.
Especially working with like sustainability going forward, the challenges that brings.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of that, how do you see the company in 5 to 10 years?
Company's got ambitious growth targets. It's certainly probably going to be an interesting journey for us on that over the next few years. Some of that will come through organic growth. We'll do more with the customers that we're working with. We'll get new customers in those spaces, or so we hope. But some of it will have to come from acquisition growth. And we're always sort of looking at what's out there, what companies are there which could potentially provide complementary offerings to what we're doing, or aligned offerings, and maybe accessing different markets and different customers better, or being able to service and support our existing customer base better. So that'll certainly happen over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and through that, yeah, there'll be the opportunity to speak to a lot of new people, work out what technologies they bring to the company, where that fits within the overall toolbox, and what new solutions we can bring to the market that's going to make the client's life better, basically.
Yeah. Sounds good. The future is bright.
I hope so, yeah.
Good. It's probably exciting for people wanting to join the team as well, being able to come up with ideas, what to do for the future issues we will have.
I think so, yeah. I think that's the key message, is there's a lot of different things happening, a lot of different technologies in different geographical locations. So, you're dealing with different interesting tools, products, services, and different people as well. So it is really great to be able to speak to all these different people in the company and try and come up with what the best solutions are.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So what is it like to work at Umenco's Future Technologies? How is the work environment? How is it working on projects? Do you get to like follow a project from like start to finish, or?
Yeah, we try to do that. We've got different teams which are generally associated with the different departments that we have within Umenco Future Technologies, but We do cross collaborate, so it does give people new challenges. In some cases, yeah, people will have to chop and change between projects, but we try to get a team involved in a project and get them to see it through, because ultimately it brings the most knowledge and the best efficiency and the sort of the most continuous development through project delivery. So people are aware of the requirements from the start and develop the right solutions. From a social point of view, it's a small enough team to be a nice, small, friendly team. We generally know, certainly from my own point of view in the Aberdeen site, everyone knows who everyone is. Mm-hmm. We're all quite friendly and speak to each other. We're joining each other for lunches and that sort of thing. People go out for walks. It's a nice site, close to woodland areas and the River Don. So nice walking routes there, and there's a few people that go out regularly at lunchtime, weather permitting, probably in Aberdeen, of course. There's opportunities to do things with our Norwegian colleagues and our US colleagues and other sites. Opportunities where we attend exhibitions and we get different people from different sites attending there. We do take the time to meet with each other and discuss what's happening in each other's departments. So we try and build good relationships there and make sure that we can do the best that we can do.
Great. Okay, Andrew, should we try to summarize what we talked about today? Why should people want to work at Imenco Future Technologies?
I think from my point of view, it's such an interesting range of technologies that we have in the toolbox. It's something, if you look across the electronics offerings that we have, the mechanical, the hydraulics, the AI offerings, mm-hmm. that's part of it, and addressing markets from oil and gas, renewables, defense, aquaculture, it's really an interesting range of markets to work in and a range of technologies to work in that it's there's always exciting challenges to be involved in. So from my point of view, it's never a dull moment. It's the diversity of what you can get involved in, I think, is something that you might not get elsewhere. Let's see what we can do and make great solutions for our customers.
Well said. So, to everyone listening, if you think Imenco Future Technologies sounds like a great place to work, you can check out our website where we have posted all the positions Imenco Future Technologies wants to fill. Now, all that remains to do is to thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to sit down and have a chat with me. It was very nice to get to know both you and Imenco Future Technologies a little bit better.
No, thanks very much, Aletta. I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me as well, and giving me the opportunity to let the audience here get a bit of insight into what it's like to work at Imenco Future Technologies. Hopefully, get a chance to speak and work with the people that are listening in the near future.